Kaya FM Podcast. My Money and Me with Sumitra Naidu on Kaya FM 95.9.
Right, so the National Treasury introduced a tax-free savings accounts back in 2015, and the objective was really to get South Africans to save because, we're more of a spending nation. Now, the savings accounts are designed to encourage long-term savings, but there are a few terms and conditions. You need to understand how they work. Simon Brown of Just One Lap joins us on the line to help us unpack the guidelines of how to take advantage of tax-free investments. A very good evening to you, Simon. Thanks so much for your time.
Sumitra, always a pleasure to chat.
So, I become like a salesperson when I find a product that's really good. So I tell everyone, open a tax-free savings account or, go to this bank because the bank charges are really low. And of recent, there's been so many new things coming up with the tax-free savings account. It's such a good tool, but a lot of people still don't understand how it actually works. So take us through it. Firstly, what are those terms and conditions that I'm talking about?
The first point is, and I think there's three key terms and conditions we need to focus on. The first is it needs to be an official tax-free account. In other words, you can't just point to a random account and say, that's it. You need to have a provider. That can be a bank, stockbroker. There are literally about thousands in the country, and they will have a designated tax-free account that you then open. So it needs to be within that tax-free account. You can only buy certain investments into it. You can't get an individual stock, so you couldn't go and buy ShopRite or Pick and Pay or Spar. You would buy an ETF or a unit trust or put cash into it. So it's only certain types of what we colloquially call a collective investment. And it's a basket of shares that can go into the tax-free account. And then the third terms and conditions really is that there are limits as to how much money we can put into it at any one point. And those limits are 36,000 Rand per year, and it's the tax year, so it runs 1 March to the end of February. So 36,000 a year, you can do lump sum, you can do ad hoc, you can do monthly debit orders, and if you can't do 36,000, well, then you can do whatever you can afford in that particular tax year, but you can't do more than 36,000. And over a lifetime, we have a limit of half a million Rand, but that limit is not insignificant, but it's a ways off for most investors.
I think that's quite a substantial amount. And if you look at our track record, we're not actually great savers in South Africa. A lot of people are not actually saving enough. And, it can be used as a tool even if you start at a later age. So 500,000 is quite a bit of money, I would say.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. Even just me coming, 36,000 Rand a year that we can put in, that's 3,000
yes.
Rand a month.
Well,
that's per individual. So if you're a couple, that's 6,000 for each between the pair of you. And hey, if you've got a pair of children as well, you can open a tax-free for children at the same time. I mean, this is not small amounts of money. And the numbers are staggering. And you were talking never too late. An example I'll give you quick. And there's some variable, there's some moving parts, but if a child is born today and you put 36,000 Rand into a tax-free account, and that's a lot of money, but let's say that you've got it around, and sort of on the birth of the child, 36,000 Rand into a tax-free account. When they're 65 years old, they will be getting 100,000 Rand per year in today's money.
Look at that.
100,000, a lot of people are going to say, that's nice, but it's not enough to live at large in my retirement. And I agree, but let's be clear, all you did was one investment at birth, and then you never saved another cent. Mm. That's very much using the power of time. I mean, time is the biggest compounding asset that we have as an investor. It's why I love speaking to younger people, because they've got it in abundance.
That's it.
As we get older, when you're in your 40s or even in your 50s, in fact, I spoke to a lady a few months ago who was in her 70s, and she'd opened a tax-free savings account. And her argument was, I don't have time on my side, but if I'm going to save a little bit of money on tax, every 100 Rand I save on tax, with respect, rather in my pocket than in the tax man's pocket, if we can do so legally.
So you know, actually, you know, you have certainty of exactly how much money you're going to get out. I'm talking to Simon Brown. He's the founder of Just One Lab. He's also a trader and investor, and we're talking about tax-free savings accounts. If you have any questions for him, if you want to find out anything, please give us a call. The number is 086-00-00959. You can also WhatsApp us on 063-688-0959. Simon, I want to go back before we talk about the investing part of it, right? Just on a basic tax-free savings account. Take me through the different rates. So you can go to any bank, all the banks are offering it. You can pick it up there. But if you just want to open one, do the banks offer a different interest rate? Because your money can grow in there, right?
You can. So there's basically two types of a tax-free account, and broadly speaking. And one is an equity investment, which is shares from the JSE, or truthfully, you can even put shares in from New York or wherever in the world. And those are higher risk, but higher reward. And if you've got the time on your side, that high reward works out in the end. If you're just doing a cash account, the banks are typically offering the same sort of rates that they offer on bank accounts. It's usually a longer-term function, but you can draw the money out of your tax-free account whenever you want. There's no restrictions on the withdrawal process. So the banks are not juicing in terms of giving better interest rates necessarily. What they do is, for both the equity and the cash accounts, they offer better sort of administration fees. In many cases, they don't charge an admin fee. They also offer lower transaction fees. And fees are absolutely significant.
Yeah.
The point with cash in a tax-free account is that you typically say to folks, you know, for most people, if you're not yet in retirement, you should be an investment. You should be an equity because you've got time on your side and you want that benefit of the return. Cash is a very low-risk investment. And there is a point in our retirement when it becomes important. But there's, you know, we already get some tax benefits already. If you're over the age of 65 and you're earning interest on cash in a bank or an investment, you know, a sort of a savings account and the like, your first 34,800 rand of interest that you earn is already tax-free. So government is already giving us some. Only if you're needing more than that capacity do we then suggest that a tax-free account becomes a sort of a really viable option.
Yeah. We've got a question coming through from Tandeka in Braamfontein. A very good evening to you, Tandeka.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for calling. Do you have a question for Simon?
Yes, I have a practical question for Simon. Mm. So if I've got the 500,000 lump sum right now to invest in a same ETF tax-free saving, so is it whatever interest or dividend I get from that ETF tax-free, in essence? So if it grows and I decide to sell it at a million, is that 500,000 that I've gained tax-free?
That's an excellent question, Simon. I mean, what happens if you manage to save up the 500,000, you've reached that amount, but it's grown with, and you've invested it, and it's grown over time, what happens then? How do you pull that money out?
So that's absolutely the beauty of it, is that any profit that you make on it, and, you know, the 500,000 will take us about 14 years to get to, but as we're depositing money into this account, and let's say this tax year I managed to save up 20,000 rand and I put 20,000 rand in, and the market has a great year and my 20,000 grows to 30,000. Normally when you then sold at the 30,000, you've made that profit. Tandeka referred to doubling her money and making a 500,000 profit. Mm. Normally that profit is subject to what we call capital gains tax. And there's different tables and sliding scales, but that can be as much as 18% that you would pay of that profit for tax. Because you're in a tax-free account, there is no tax payable. And that's the beauty of the account, that as it grows, you're going to benefit from two growths within the account. The first is that capital gain that Tandeka referred to, where the value of what you have bought, that ETF, has just gone up over time. And you sell it at a profit, and you pay zero tax on that profit, whereas under normal day-to-day circumstances, there is potentially a tax liability. We call it a tax event in the parlance. In other words, SARS is that great, you made some money, can we please have our slice?
Mm.
The second way we also benefit with is that as these companies are making profits, they give some of that profit back to the owners of the company. That's me and you. That, you know, you hold a share, you hold an ETF, you literally own some shares in ShopRite. You are an owner in the ShopRite business, and some of that profit comes back to you as a dividend. That's usually taxed at 20%, but again, you're in a tax-free account, so there is no dividend tax payable. So these two taxes individually, dividend tax 20%, capital gains maybe as much as 18%, they don't seem massive. They're not as massive as income tax, which gets as high as 45%, corporate tax and like, but they become massively significant over time. And Tendeka's example, where she's turned $500,000 into $1 million, you know, that $500,000 rand that she'd made, she would potentially be paying 90,000 rand tax on the profit. In this case, she pays nothing.
Isn't that just brilliant? Tendeka, does that answer your question?
It definitely does.
Isn't that awesome? So do you have a tax-free savings account?
No, I was planning on opening one, but I'm definitely doing it.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for calling. If you have questions, please give us a call. The number is 086-00-00959. I'm talking to Simon Brown of Just One Lab. He's a trader and investor, and we're talking tax-free savings account. You know, Simon, the tax-free savings account, so if you want to start investing, can you open that account with the bank and say, I want to start buying shares, or do you need to go somewhere specific?
You can go. I always say to folks, you know, typically we and the doctor supports it. Most people approach their bank first, and they go to their bank and they say, you know, you're my bank. I know who you are. You know who I am. Can I open a tax-free account? And the answer is, all the big banks will say to you, yes. Two provisos. The first is that they might try and put you into a cash account rather than a stock account. And unless that's something which you're really looking for, you need to say to them in many cases, no, I need your stockbroking division. And they all have it. And they all have online platforms or within their app. Capitec is tied up with a provider, and you can now just, it's a widget within the app. You click some buttons and you're sorted. And they will offer you this broadly the same process. You know, in other words, you can invest your 36,000 Rand a year, however you want to make it up. If you can get that much, you can buy yourself some ETFs in the market, and you can get that tax-free benefit from it. So, you know, there are multiple providers, but a bank is usually the first and the easy step. And in most cases, you can do it sort of within the internet banking, or it's just a step or two away. And of course, they're your bank, so they've already got your FICA documentation and all of that, and it just makes the whole process so much easier.
What happens, Simon, if you are with the bank and they offer you the Easy Equities platform, and you've started trading on the Easy Equities platform, you have some shares, and now you want to actually open a tax-free savings account, but the bank is saying to you, no, you can't open it with us. You must check with Easy Equities, and Easy Equities is saying, no, you can't if you already have the platform on this bank.
In that case, I mean, what you should do, what the process should be, is that you should be able to open it within the app already. Mm. You've got a normal account. In other words, you've just been buying shares or ETFs, maybe in locally, or Easy Equities offers you offshore in New York at the same time. And you've been doing the investments, and suddenly it's a case of, no, you need to go via the bank that you've gone through.
Yeah.
You can do it through the app. It's exactly the same process. It's fairly simple in terms of that. The point being, as well, is what is important is that you can have accounts, what we call brokerage accounts, with multiple stockbrokers. You know, I've narrowed mine down to just one of, in fact, I like two stockbrokers at this point. But there was a time when I had investments all over the place, just, you know, because something pops up, it's new, it's innovative, yeah. it's whatever the case may be. And you can have multiple accounts at different brokers, and you can even have multiple accounts at the same brokers. They've got the processes, the background noise. It's called a BDA account, and you know, they just issue you with a unique number, and each account will have its own each. So there's no problem in terms of how you access. And for most folks, and particularly, you know, people who more, you know, who, to whom technology and apps is sort of, you know, it's a second nature. It is, you know, it's literally a few clicks and you're off to tax-free investing.
I see the JSE, the Satrix, they also offer you to buy all of, you know, to buy your ETFs through your tax-free savings account. Does this mean that you can go and get started with them and open it there as well? As you say, you can have a variety of places.
So Satrix actually launched ETFs, exchange-traded funds in South Africa just over 20 years ago, December 2000. And they've got a website, Satrix Now, and if you go there, you can open a tax-free account. The limitation is you can only buy the Satrix products, but that's, you know, perfectly fine. Satrix can give you local markets such as IJSE. They can give you offshore markets such as the U.S. They can give you China if you want, or global markets. They've even got ESG, which is the environmental, social, and governance, which sort of layers on a responsible investing layer on top of it. So, you know, although it's, you know, one provider, they have that range of product. And the beauty of that tax-free account is, you know, we're talking tax-free, we're talking tax in South Africa and SARS, but we're able to, in this process, get exposure to currency weakness, to what's happening on the NASDAQ and Tesla or China and the like, very simply, just in rands via these tax-free accounts.
We've got another question coming through, Simon. We've got Opus from Daveyton. A very good evening to you, Opus. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Simon. Two questions, if I'm allowed. The first one is, the creditors, is it easy for me to attach this facility, number one? Number two, kindly explain the time in the market regarding tax-free, because we are required to put in 36,000. Now, if you put in 36,000, could you just explain time in the market? Thank you.
Did you get that, Simon?
Yes, I did. I mean, Opus, two questions. The creditors, yes, they can. As distinct from a retirement product such as a retirement annuity or the like, which creditors can't attach, a tax-free investment can be attached if it comes to that. So certainly that is something to consider. The time in the market, my phrase around that was, I'm going to use numbers that make it easy for me to do the math in my head. So excuse me if I'm, you know, but if markets are growing at, let's say, 10% a year, what that means is your investment will double about every 7 years. So from Tendeka's example, where her $500,000 becomes $1 million. So if you're growing at 10% a year and you put your money in about 7 years, whatever you'd invested on the first day will now be double. You put in 30,000, it's now 60,000. The time in the market says you've done great, but imagine if you left that for another 7 years and you double it again, and then another seven, and you double it again. And every time you leave it for that 7 years, the money doubles again. And the beauty of it is the first doubling was on your cash. You put in your 20,000 and it doubled to 40. But the second time it doubled, the 40 became 80. And actually only half of that 40 was your money. The rest was the profit that you had made. So time in the market is really about you're making profit on profit on profit. And that's that power of compounding. It becomes initially, it's very slow and you're excited. So you check every day and there's practically no difference. But you stand back and you look at it over the years and given time, you look at it over the decades and that growth becomes exponential. And it's, you know, the example I gave right up front this evening, your 36,000 Rand is suddenly paying you three times that much every single year, and that's the time in the market as it's made profit on profit on profit.
Opa, I think I hope that answered your question. I think it's just amazing, Simon. I mean, if we make use of these products, I mean, you doubling your money, you can get dividends from the companies that you buy from, you know, if they're releasing results and good results and, you know, you get the dividends. And none of this is taxed. I mean, you don't get the capital gains tax on this. So whatever money you make in this tax-free savings account is all yours. Nothing is getting taxed.
It absolutely is. I mean, it was then Minister Nkankanene in February of 2015. And what happens is every year in February, our finance minister, whoever it may be, stands up and delivers the budget speech. Mm. And let's be frank, most years, they reach into your pocket and take out some cash. Minister Mboweni this year did adjust the tax brackets. He put a little more into our pocket. But what Nkankanene did then when he launched the tax-free accounts was he fundamentally said, we're going to give you money. And you know, that's not, I mean, just from finance ministers the world over, that's not what they usually say when they deliver a budget speech. They very seldom say, here's mm-hmm. more cash for you. And it is, you know, it's a unique opportunity, which I mean, it's really simple. I mean, should everybody have a tax-free account? The short answer is yes. You're saving some tax. And even if it's a small amount, even if it's a couple of hundred or a couple of thousand rand that you save, as I said, you know, rather that in your money than SARS, as long as it's legitimate. And of course, given time, you know, an example from Tendeka earlier, you know, she could be liable for close on 100,000 rand tax. Instead, she has no tax liability.
Simon, it's always a pleasure chatting to you. Thank you so much for your insights. We have lots of questions still coming in, and obviously we need to move it. Oh, we've got another question. Hold on a sec. Let me just see if we can take that. Hello. Okay, we've lost them. Okay, so Simon, I think that we will definitely have a discussion on this again and unpack all of the other questions that are coming through. But thank you so much for your time this evening. Right, so that was Simon Brown, a founder of Just One Lap, talking about tax-free savings accounts.
My Money and Me, every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9. Kaya FM Podcast. Go to kayafm.co.za for more.